Twelve.
Twelve.
I turned too many here because I had an additional page. Authorize auxiliary work for ATC and Terracon Consultants, Inc. for projects in tax incremental district number four.
So.
In the amount of up to $10,000.
So actually, the ATC has actually provided two proposals to us. You see one in front of you. They provided one earlier that's for $5,000 with the understanding that, let me back up. So the situation is because of how they're having to dig the sewer, they are getting within too close for comfort to the really high power electric service lines. So we have to pay to de-energize those lines. And so they ask for money up front, and when all is said and done, they'll settle up with us. Two proposals, one proposal for $5,000, and then with the understanding that that's not probably on the low side, they'll come back to us later and could ask for some additional monies. Or the proposal you have in front of you is for $8,000, and we think that's going to be on the high side, although it's not a guarantee, and the idea is that they would have a refund to us. So I guess we have a check ready to go for five?
Included in the voucher packet is a request to approve an $8,000.
That's for ATC.
For ATC. And so I just want to point that out because on the council action, it shows $10,000 for ATC. So we're looking for $8,000 for ATC. The hope is that we would come back to you at the next meeting and say it came in less than that, and we would actually get a $1,000 or $2,000 rebate. The other issue is the asbestos investigation. So we were going to tear a house down. Talking with some prospective folks who do that, it looks like the budget could be less than $25,000, so it would not require bidding. But to do that, I have to have the asbestos investigation to verify what needs to be done. Terracon is already on the site doing inspection work for us, and I'd like to have them authorize up to $10,000 to do that. That is on the high side. They can't give me an exact quote because if you look through some of the pictures, they're really unsafe structures to enter, and the idea is that they would have to be there with the contractor as things are being torn down, then go through the rubble, so forth.
So what was our original bid amount for the tearing down of the structure?
We had a $50,000 budget, and it appears that actually tearing the contractor's work to tear it down will be about less than 25.
And then they can essentially blow on it and it'll fall over. Okay, so we got $25,000 unspent in the budget. You're asking us for $10,000 for Terracon.
Correct.
So we're earmarking $10,000. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I've never really understood why we took on this expense of a developer and then didn't do our due diligence, for one, where the utility lines are, and two, that there could be asbestos there. I mean, I just helped my 28-year-old daughter go through looking at a property, and we went through the same thing, and she backed out of a deal because of the cost. And she's 28, and she's thinking about these things. Why aren't we thinking about this thing a little bit up front? It just seems the procedures don't seem to follow, and then we end up spending more money. You know, that we should have known there's going to be asbestos research that needed to be done, and we should have known where the utility easements were for AT&T. I don't know. I just wish we'd do a little bit more due diligence on this stuff before we get ourselves wrapped up.
So during the design, everything was passed through ATC. They did not anticipate that the contractor would be using as large of excavator as what's needed to bury the deep pipe. In fact, when they go back through with the other utility lines, they will not be needed to de-energize at those times. So it's the situation where nobody realized it till now.
Yeah, just backing up to the fact that I hope we got a really good price on this piece of property for all the expenses we have to do, which should have been someone else's expense and not the city's.
So. Is there a motion to authorize options A and B?
I'll move.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G13, page 193, is a resolution declaring City of Franklin's official intent to reimburse an expenditure of proceeds of a borrowing or borrowings authorized by the city in 2020. This is TID 4.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Does not require four votes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is on page 197 is a resolution for change order number one for the Green Solutions funding agreement, 36th Street biofilter with MMSD. Alderman Wilhelm.
Yeah, I'd like the resolution to strike the Pleasant View School section at the bottom. That doesn't belong to it. This is not about the school. And then the other thing is on the page 199, it says the design will begin shortly. If we're just going to sign this, maybe we could change that to the design began instead of will begin, because it's a past tense on this issue. It's already happened. And then I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution.
Well, the date says 2019 on it. We might as well let it go.
Well, here's what I see. This is what I'm talking about, things not done orderly. You know, as someone who has a troubleshooting electronics degree, when I'm trying to follow something, and I go back and try to follow something.
Can we just do it?
Yes, we can do it with the suggestion of my motion, and that was my motion.
I'll second that.
So.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is report on expenditures for COVID.
Move to place on file.
Second.
Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G16, page 203, is authorizing city to execute a contract for professional services for Root Pike Wind.
Move to approve with the stipulation that they continue to work toward working with the Environmental Commission, particularly when it comes to their deliverables, because it's really the same mission as the Environmental Commission is responsible for.
Yep, and there was an article in the last newsletter. Alderman Willow.
I'm guessing this is retroactive because the deadline was December 15th, so that won't be a problem. 2019 was the deadline.
Well, we already signed this.
I'm now approving it.
Is there a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Is there any opposed? Motion carried. G17, page 221. Resolution authorizes certain officials to execute engineering services agreement for a signal at Knollwood Legacy Apartments at Lover's Lane. Alderman Mayer.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G18, monthly financial report for April. Any questions? Finance Committee had a kick at this one. Alderman Dandrea.
Yes, we did. But Paul, do you want to just highlight some of the concerns real quick to the council? You got 2 minutes.
You got 2 minutes.
Time's up.
That's the fastest 2 minutes I think I've ever had. The Finance Committee spent a fair amount of time discussing the revenue shortfalls that finance has identified for the current year, as well as expenditure increases. This report merely provides where the city is at the end of April. The Finance Department anticipates bringing forward a forecast for budget year 2021 at a committee of the whole meeting in July, to help the council provide some direction on where and how the council would prefer that the city begin to try and balance its budget for next year, in that we anticipate having some revenue shortfalls and some expenditure increases, which will put the city in an imbalanced situation.
Alderman Hanneman?
Or I can take, would you prefer the discussion after the
motion?
You
can have a discussion if you'd like, absolutely.
A question that came up for me after we had our finance committee meeting, in reading an article on elections going forward for August and November, because I believe the state will decide shortly whether or not we are going to require applications for absentee ballots being sent to all registered voters. So that will likely increase our expenses again for the August and November elections. So I just want to keep in mind that these might be some additional expenses we may be having to incur throughout the year. I did note in an exchange with Mr. Otzenberg that the Wisconsin Elections Commission did approve $4.1 million in block grants to offset these added costs, but we don't know yet what those are going to be and what we'll be eligible for. So any light that the city clerk can shed on that would be great.
And push the go button.
Thank you, yeah. I'll just sum up the amount that we will be able to request in a grant, and it will be a base fee of $200, plus each municipality is eligible to request $1.10 per registered voter on record as of June 10th, 2020. So right now we're about almost 22,000 registered voters. So that is what we will be eligible. I will be on a meeting with them tomorrow on the procedure to go forward, but we are what are considered self-providers. We are able to do our own work here. We don't have to rely on the county and don't have to have other people relying on us. So we are considered to be self-providers. And so I see no reason that we would not request that grant money. And the state would be the ones who would be mailing out the applications to registered voters for absentee ballots if they so decide at their meeting on the 10th. However, that does impact us because we pay for every ballot, we pay for every envelope, we pay for all the labels, we pay for postage. Well, you know, you can laugh at label, a box of labels.
Not on labor.
Oh, labor. Mm-hmm. I thought you said label.
Oh, labor.
It's because a box of labels, we get them at a discount price of $28, and it doesn't get us very far. So we go through hundreds of dollars of labels and labor and envelopes. You know, we just ordered another 15,000, and that might get us through August. But
it's not the materials. It's the labor to put
it together.
And
it's the staff. So
at the end of the day, this may cost us more that we should be kind of looking at and trying to estimate going forward.
Yeah, the $1.20 is not going to recover our costs.
Yeah.
No. Alderman Danger, then Mr. Rotzberg again.
Just so you're also aware, I mean, this is just to circumvent on Alderwoman Hanneman. The state Supreme Court is also going to make a ruling sometime in August in regards to purging names off of people that have moved. Maybe our clerk is current on all that, but that is also going to make a major mess of this whole activity. But I wanted to ask the council, I've spoken to the mayor already, in regards to making sure that the finance committee can review the budget that we're going to see in July, that we can see it in our June meeting. So we can go through it with the finance director, but as well as just give our critical eye and critical view, because we're going to have three aldermen on it, plus we've got some civil members on the committee that are prior finance and CPAs. We'd like to have that expertise also offer any ideas, because this is going to be an extremely difficult budget for the upcoming year.
Well, you're not going to have a proposed budget by then.
I know it's not going to be proposed, but just to have the critical eyes of the Finance Committee look at it.
Well, let's put it in perspective, though, because I don't want anybody jumping off of bridges and things. Last year, our budget deficit wandering in was $1.3 million. This year, we're, what, $800,000-ish. Yeah. So, you know, it's not good, but it's not, don't go slitting your wrists. So, you know, it's okay. Be concerned. Look for things to save. But we're not cutting positions, and we're not, you know, just Mr. Ratzenberg.
So the alderman asked some questions about election costs. I do need to work with the city clerk on elections, but it's likely that we'll be asking the Common Council for a budget amendment to authorize some additional expenditures. There will obviously be some grant money coming from the state to offset some of those costs, but not having gotten the details yet from the clerk, I don't know whether or not that state grant money will cover all of the costs that the city is going to have. And it's likely that our elections cost in 2020 will be greater than what was anticipated when the 2020 budget was adopted last November.
Anything else on the April financial report? Do we have a motion to place on file? No, we don't.
Well, I'll make the motion then. Place on file.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G19, page 249. Authorization execute. Boy, I'm speaking well tonight. Authorization to execute a cooperation agreement with Milwaukee County for program years 2021 through 2023 for community development block grant and HUD home programs. It's a continuation of program we've been in for years.
Move to approve.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion. Mayor, we have the new one in our boxes.
Yes, just came today. And just to show you, Victoria has been yelling at me to sign this for a month. I said, nope, I can't do it. I need the council approval. So here we are. Thank you very much. Now I can get Victoria to quit yelling at me. Licenses. H1, Alderman Nelson.
I'm going to defer to Alderwoman Hanneman. She's going to.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Licensed committee member in training. So bear with me as I go through our, 10 pages of licensings.
You can do them in groups. It's okay.
Yeah. So beginning on page one, I move that we deny Destiny Evans. She has not shown.
You need a reason.
She did not provide necessary documentation.
I could add to that. It was a multitude of things, but primarily is incomplete application, falsifying application, and those are two reasons.
We can refer that to staff to review.
There you go.
I'll return at the next meeting.
And the rest of the page? The rest of the 10 pages?
Not that easy.
No, it's not.
They were tough.
Kruger to approve. Kyram, approve with letter. Robinson, hold over to June 16th per request. Fenninger, approve with letter. All the remaining of page one, approve. The first three of page two, approve. Then down to Brottel. That is hold, still need a background check. Gallagher is hold for appearance.
That one also didn't have a notary seal.
That one, I thought there was a note that it had been.
Oh, that I called her and asked her to fix it.
Yes.
So she took care of it? Okay,
yep,
good.
Took care
Thank
of it.
Thank you.
Yep. The remaining of page two are to approve. On page three, Omick is approve. Schwulst, hold to appear. The next two are approve. Walters, hold for appearance. Then the remaining are approve, except for Corona at the bottom of page 3 is hold, ask for appearance. All of page 4 are approved.
All Did you get the notary seal on Heller?
Yes.
Yes, 6 June persons.
Yes. Perfect. All of page 5 is approve. All of page 6 is approve. All of page 7 down to Zarowski is approved. And beginning with Els Auto Savage to the end of the page is approve pending inspection. Page 8, the first 1, 2, 3 are approve pending inspection. Irish Cottage of Franklin LLC, approve pending inspection and payment of taxes. Jack's, approve pending inspection. The Landmark of Franklin LLC, approve pending payment of delinquent taxes and fees. Little Cancun, approve pending inspection and payment of property taxes and state taxes. The remaining of page 8 is all approve pending inspection. Page 9, the first 3 approve pending inspection. Root Group LLC is approve pending inspection fees and delinquent taxes. Franklin Hotel Company LLC approve pending fees and inspections. Alley Cat's Pub and Grill LLC approve pending inspections and state taxes. The remaining of page 9 are approved pending inspection, and that is the end.
Is there a second?
Oh.
Page 7. Yes. Zarowski, what was the recommendation?
There it is. That is approved.
With letter, right?
No. Zarowski is a strict approval. No conditions.
Mm-hmm. There was El Salvage needed to have a water account set up. I don't know if that needs to be mentioned or not. Apparently, they didn't.
We do have El Salvage pending inspection. I saw the note on the water account, but I can't remember if that had.
Yeah, apparently it said they needed to have a new water. Or something about water account.
Can we refer that to staff to follow up with them on the water account?
Or we can approve it pending
the water.
That, and if
verification
not, we
water.
Would. Right. Yeah, that's good wording. If not, we'll bring that one.
Great.
Yeah.
Nelson,
second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. I-1 vouchers. Motion approving policy. Go out to amend the case.
I-1, motion approving following city vouchers with ending date of June 1st, 2020, in the amount of $1,085,169.12, and payroll dated May 22nd, 2020, in the amount of $386,704.45, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $417,810.95, plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated June 5th. Estimated at $395,000 in payments and various payroll deductions, estimated at $285,000 plus city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with the ending date of May 28th in the amount of $6,175.59, and approval to release payments to miscellaneous vendors in the amount of $492,811.87.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of Alderman Mayor coughing into his mask?
I think it's a roll call.
Roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman Olson? Alderman Dandria?
Oh, aye.
Wow.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.